Exclusive: Alex Brucewitz says transgender-inspired violence must be dealt with. By Nick Gilbertson on September 13, 2025. Ex-Strategy CEO Alex Brucewitz, a social media guru for President Donald Trump's campaign, told SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday that transgender-inspired violence in America is disgusting and must be addressed after it was revealed that Charlie Kirk's alleged assassin lived with a transgender partner. Brucewitz joined Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle on the program soon after Breitbart News confirmed that Tyler Robinson, 22, who stands accused of Kirk's murder, lived with his transgender partner. "I must admit, the last 72 hours have been quite difficult," Brucewitz told Boyle. "I've been overwhelmed with grief for the majority of it. But my grief and sadness is actually morphing into an anger. A righteous anger, not an anger that I hope leads to violence. Because I condemn violence totally, but it's a righteous anger that I hope will lead to victory. Victory for our friend Charlie, because the work that he was doing for the last 12 years. I met Charlie 12 years ago and he has been a great friend of mine since then, and he wouldn't want any violent retaliation. He would only want us to continue to win. And that's what we really need to remain focused on. I'm even more pissed today as the news is coming out about the shooter was living with its transgender partner," he added. "It's insane. It's totally insane, and this transgender violence in our nation. Or transgender-inspired violence in our nation, it's disgusting, and it needs to be dealt with. We cannot affirm this insanity in our nation any longer. There's male and there's female, and if you're a man and you think you're a woman, I'm sorry to break the news to you, but you're not. You are mentally ill, and you need help and you need treatment. And we cannot as a society. I'm glad we're stopping it for the children. We can't trans kids. Right, but adults, we can't affirm the adult nonsense either," he added. "It's wrong in a polite society. It's been nothing but a negative in our nation, and these people are so hateful. They have so much hate in their hearts. They say, 'Oh, Charlie is full of hate,' and then they kill him. Who's the hateful one? Listen." Breitbart Middle. Alex Brucewitz, September 13, 2025. Brucewitz noted that he spoke in North Carolina on Friday night and described that the battle for America's soul is now a fight of humanity against insanity, and that politicians who spew vitriolic rhetoric on television and social media are pussies who act polite when dealing with their opponents in person. "I was speaking last night in North Carolina. And I was saying, this is no longer a fight between Republican and Democrat. This is a fight against its humanity, against insanity. It is right versus wrong. It is good versus evil," he said. "And if your politician is on the wrong side of any of those, you need to get them the hell out of office. And your point about how they were raising the temperatures, escalating their rhetoric, you are spot on. But the worst part about it, Matt, in my opinion, is most of these people who go on TV and spew this hate, they don't actually believe what they say, because you run into them in Washington and they're so polite to you. They go, 'Oh, how are you? How are you?' And they will never talk crap to your face. These politicians will never talk crap to your face. Most of the time, because these guys are pussies, total pussies. Pardon my French, but they go on TV and they spew this hate." He said that anyone who has gone on television to cast President Donald Trump, Kirk, or others in the conservative movement as a fascist or Nazi is responsible for Kirk's death. "They get their people fired up and angry, just so they can raise some small dollar donations or get booked again for another television hit on MSNBC or CNN. And I said last night that any Democrat and any member in the media who has used the words fascist or Nazi or threat to democracy to describe President Trump, Charlie Kirk, or any of us has blood on their hands, Matt," Brucewitz stated. "They have blood on their hands. They are responsible for this. Their policies are also responsible for this. They've inspired and coddled these crazy people. They affirm the nut jobs. They say, 'Oh, if you want to transition genders, sure, do it. I'll put you on this medication that will warp your brain and destroy your mind for the rest of your life.' They protect these people. And just days before our friend Charlie was murdered, we were mourning the loss of this beautiful girl from Ukraine who came over, wanted a better life, escaped a war-ravaged country, moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, just to see her life end by a demonic monster who had no business being freed from jail. He should have been locked away 14 arrests ago, permanently," he added. "He's a nut, but the soft-on-crime policies that the Democrats enable and inspire, They embolden these people, Matt. It's their rhetoric, it's their policies. It's everything in that party that they're doing right now. It's disgusting. They are totally in opposition to humanity. They're totally in opposition to what is right, and they are in total opposition to what is good. And we as a country, and every decent person in this country, needs to say, enough. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.